You're listening to the Explore Careers Podcast Network. Each week, we'll be bringing schools one-on-one discussions with some of Australia's leading organisations, talking all things careers and employment. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the chat.
Hey guys, so today we are joined by Isa CA. Isa is part of the Data for Good movement for SaaS. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
So first off, can you explain to us what is the SaaS Data for Good movement all about?
Sure. Well, quite simply, you know, the Data for Good movement is not something that started at SaaS, but it's something where people are trying to use data and their skills with data for social good, right? So for us at SaaS, because we're a data and analytics company, we're simply just trying to take what we are good at in the world, what we are best at in the world, and trying to use that for social good.
Okay. So what are some of the latest projects that you guys have worked on?
We get to work on some really fun ones. For example, worked with a nonprofit that takes orphans off the streets of Africa and India. So some of the poorest countries in the world, their most vulnerable population are the orphans. And this group takes these orphans, puts them through a three-year business training program to give them business skills. And so we were asked to look at their data and to see how effective their programs were. And it was so remarkable because they had never looked at their data to see how effective things were. And, you know, one example of, we found a lot of great insights, but one remarkable insight was, you know, at the beginning of a program, they asked these orphans, can you afford three meals a day if you wanted to? And less than 1% of them said that they could. At the end of the program, 96% of them said, yes, I can afford three meals a day. And, oh, by the way, I employ other people in the community and I have money in the bank, right? So so that was astounding.
Yeah.
And then we're also working with another group that, you know, we're helping them predict which, you know, so they dig wells for the poorest country in the world, which is Central African Republic, so that everybody can have clean water. And that we're helping them figure out, okay, where do we dig first? You know, how do we optimize how many wells to dig? How do we predict which wells are going to need maintenance first? A lot of fun stuff with
that. Yeah, just incredibly rewarding. What about you? How have you gotten involved with the SaaS Data for Good team, and how's your career journey led you to where you are now?
Yeah, well, you know, I had a mentor once who said that, you know, success is when your preparation meets an opportunity that comes up. And certainly, you know, I feel like my engineering training and background, so any STEM related, science, technology, engineering, math, any of those STEM related fields would give you the ability to know how to solve problems. Mm. And so for me, you know, I got an engineering background, but I actually did something different and went into sales. Because I figured, hey, I need to learn how to talk to people and need to learn how to sell something, mm-hmm. right? Whether it's an idea or myself or whatever. So I went into high tech sales with my engineering background, and then did that for about 15 years. And I was on the sales team for the United Nations for my company. And it turned out that, you know, the United Nations does a lot of wonderful things in the world. Like, so whenever a disaster happens, they're the first ones in to try to help. So we were using their data and our ability to analyze that data to help them do better and respond faster.
Yeah.
And so so that's kind of how it got started. And we were able to tell some great stories with data and how analytics was able to help them respond faster and better. So that's how I got started.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. And yeah, I guess interesting that you can have a engineering background and then still, yeah, use those sales skills. Like, I think, you know, there's absolutely no problem with having all different skill sets because, yeah, it's really important in the modern world, that's for sure. Is there a particular project that you've worked on that's been the most memorable or the most rewarding? Like, is there one that sticks out to you?
Yes, I think I would say it's one of my very first projects that I did with the United Nations, where it was right after the big earthquake that happened in Nepal in 2015. So that was 4 years ago. And I called my friend there who was trying to figure out how to find housing and for 60,000 families who had lost their homes because of the earthquake, and they're sleeping in the open fields, right? And he said monsoon season is coming in 4 weeks, and they're at the base of Mount Everest. You know, monsoon season means like a lot of rain, high wind, so that meant people sleeping in open fields would get very sick very quickly. And the only thing worse than that would be the snow that came at the base of Mount Everest after monsoon season. And so we took a step back and thought, boy, how could we help them? And they said, well, we need to find some sheet metal roofing so we can put some temporary shelters up for these people. Mm-hmm. But they didn't know where to get it from. And so I was able to search 300 million rows of data that the United Nations puts out on everything ever bought and sold in the world, and to tell them, you know what? India, right next door to you, they're the world's largest exporter of that product. But wait, you know, Nepal as a country, they're the seventh largest exporter. So I said, don't go to India. Look in country, because there you probably have some, you know, in nearby towns.
Yeah.
And so that was the insight they needed to respond quickly. And they were able to get everybody shelter for all 60,000 families by the first day of monsoon season. So
that is crazy.
That was my first time realizing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so crazy.
Well,
that was my first time realizing that the things that might be easy for me or my colleagues to do in an afternoon or two made a big difference in the world, you know?
Massive difference to the world. Oh, what an incredible story, and what an incredible job that you've got.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I would say, and I would encourage all your listeners in that, you know, you don't need to be a good at science or math to be good with data, right? Like, data is everywhere.
Yeah.
Whether you are, you know, no matter what job you are in, whether you're working for a big company that has lots of money that needs to know how to spend it, or working for a small nonprofit organization that has little to no money, and you need to figure out how to get the most for that. I mean, it's all you know. I think the main ingredient to be good with data is that you need to be curious.
Yeah,
right? You need to know how to ask questions and be willing to find out, you know, seek out the answers.
Yeah, be a problem solver for sure. Why would you urge more young Australians to consider a career at SAS? What do you think's the best part about it, or why would you say, yeah, you guys should seriously consider a career with SAS?
Boy, yeah, that's a wonderful question. I think SAS has been a great company because, one, it's allowed me to kind of merge the things that I'm most interested in and passionate about, right? The ability to play with data, the ability to work with people, but also the ability to do some good. And so it's not always about making more money, which I really appreciate.
Mm.
You know, the company has also been really good about that work-life balance, which, you know, for me as a father of five children, you know, that's really important to me right now, to be able to have a good balanced home life as well as an interesting professional life.
Yeah, amazing.
That's what's been able to allow me to do that, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us all the way from America. I know it's pretty late there, and we really appreciate hearing more about the good that you are doing, and really appreciate your time.
You know, you're so welcome. It's been an absolute honor. And, you know, whenever I get the chance to, I love to encourage young people. When I talk to them, I ask them, hey, who here is a data expert? And of course, nobody raises their hands.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, when I ask them, all of them would say that they do this. I say, you know, who doesn't buy anything without looking at ratings first, right?
Yeah.
And that, you know, or if somebody sends you a friend request on social media and you don't know who they are, right? That process that you go through to figure out who they are and whether or not you want to accept that friend request, right? That's data science right there.
Yeah.
And you know, companies are paying a lot of money for people to exercise those skills on their problems. So it's, you know, young people today are some of the best data people we've ever had in history.
Yeah.
So I think that's really exciting.
Oh, so exciting. Well, thank you once again for joining us, and take care.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit explorecareers.com.au and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.